This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome to USAprepares.com. This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I'll be in the pilot seat today for Vincent. I got a call from Mrs. Finelli last night, and when I hear her voice, I know it's usually, can you take over the show? And Vincent's just a little bit under the weather. He's coughing, and he just doesn't have the voice to make it through a show today. So he should be good to go next week. And just so you know, our schedule Monday is a holiday, and we will be taking that day off as well. Vincent and I will be back on Tuesday. Hour one will have John Moore, and then I'll be on hour two. And let's see. We do have the poll up on USAprepares.com. We're trying to see which project you're most interested in. Right now, the colloidal silver kit is in the lead. The other choices are battery desulfator, the LED lighting tinctures, and radiation detection. Really, there's no bad choices there. It's just a matter of priority. And you need to get your vote in soon. That's going to be closing in the near future. And also a reminder, there really needs to be enough interest to put the time into creating the kits. So if you're just counting on somebody else making the choice and jumping in, you can end up missing out simply because you didn't show interest. And today, for hour one, we've got Werner Bach. Welcome, Werner.
Yeah, good morning. And I heard this morning the bad news about Vincent not being able to do the program there today. But well, you are new to me, and let's have some surprise.
Well, you know, people think just because we're all on the radio that we know each other, talk to each other all the time, and then that's not the case. It's the, everybody's getting to hear us talk for the first time, and, you know, it's all good. You know, we're all on the same team, and it's fun getting to know new people, and I understand the topic you and Vincent were going to talk about today is about the most important problems that we have.
Well, we got a lot of important problems.
And no shorties.
The mainstream media, their spin, it doesn't wash anymore.
Yeah, I saw where Katie Couric was doing a hit piece on guns, and she got caught for the way that she edited the piece. And I guess on the good side, too, is even MSNBC is now saying that, you know, Hillary needs to kind of fess up on her email problems.
And basically the mainstream media, they have to address the pressing issues and unless they want to be left behind, you know, behind in the dust of the alternate media and of the internet. and as I say, mainstream media, their plans of the ones that that run the mainstream media. The emergencies, they come up faster and faster, one after the other, and the mainstream media with their scripted programs, they cannot keep up with it anymore. And now more and more people realize that their agenda, the agenda the mainstream media has, in that will lead us ultimately to one super dictatorship.
Well, they've definitely done a good job with their agenda so far. And I think most people out there don't realize, especially for those of us that were around in the 60s when you had local media, you know, you had the newspapers, you had the radio stations, the TV stations, and there were limitations on how much you could own in any particular market. And now it's a darn near monopoly that's owned by six corporations. And there's just, outside of the alternative media, there's no diversity. You might get a little bit different shades of gray, but that's about it. You can pretty much turn from station to station and get the same story in the same place.
Well, it comes from all from the same wellspring. Most of it, at least 95%, is controlled by the same interest group that does not want to step in the foreground. But they got their spokesperson, and so in the media, in the electronic media, in the print media. And I'm calling here from New Brunswick, here in eastern Canada. And we got a very unique situation where one big family company, compound, multinational corporation, they controlled over 90% of the whole media, the print media, and now they're in the process of taking over the electronic media too, like television and radio. And it's the Irving Empire. Maybe some of your listeners here from the Northeast and in the New England states, they are familiar with this company and how aggressive and how persistent they have followed up over the last few decades their agenda. In the old movies, they were talking about, company town, but here in the Northeast, we got company provinces.
And we know when you get that much power concentrated, it just doesn't end well. I guess if you like interesting times, we're going to have plenty of those ahead.
And people forget that in most parts of North America, the food is coming up to several thousand miles from several thousand miles away, and some of it even comes from halfway around the world. And food security is one important part of a strategic defense policy of a nation. In the past, in history, when an army was superior toward the enemy army, but as a last resource and a strategy in a war was to starve the enemy out, besiege their fortresses and so, and until they run out of food and out of water. And this has been completely ignored by the politicians, about self-sufficiency of the regions. It has been ignored in the interest of building their global empire.
And there's a combination. One is the money, and the other is the power. It's kind of frightening to see how things have developed. In 1965, the United States government had enough food stockpiled that had there been a national emergency, they could provide two meals a day for 100% of the population for 3 years. by 2015, they could provide those same two meals a day for 1% of the population for one day. So if you're expecting the government to come to your rescue, if it's a small disaster like a hurricane or a tornado or earthquake or a flood, yeah, the government will eventually get there and have some resources. And you combine that with the private resources, and we tend to get the job done. But go ahead.
Oh, we have seen the point you're making with Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana.
And, you know, and again, you know, my point of view is we consider that a large disaster today because that's what we see relatively speaking. But in the way I look at the landscape, that's actually a small disaster because we get into a case where we have the grid down, which there's a number of ways that that can happen. It's no longer a localized disaster. It's a national disaster. The supply chain breaks down. And because we're not producing our own food anymore, and not just locally, but at the neighborhood level, that's going to lead to such a mass starvation that it's really beyond, I think, most people's imaginations.
And one thing I've been concerned, and I became aware of nations that at one time were enemy nations, now they're supplying a lot of our food. And a lot of the food, like in the Northeast, seafood and so, it does not get any processed here. It is being shipped to China to be processed there. And the same way with pharmaceuticals. And how easy would it be to take over another country by basically booby-trapping the food supply, the drug supply, and all those vital supplies, booby-trapping them?
Yeah, I have a computer background, and one of the things that concerns me is we have all these components being manufactured in China. And some of these are supposed to be military grade to go into weapon systems, and some of them aren't. So these systems can fail at the wrong time. This is John Reagan with Werner Bach. We'll be back after these few messages.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If
you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's John Reagan at the controls today with Werner Bach. And we have a caller, Mark from Missouri. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, man. I've got a thing I wanted to talk to you about or ask you about. Is, first of all, in 1953, on August 20th, the Russians exploded their first hydrogen bomb. And I don't know if you're familiar with the passage in Isaiah chapter 18.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, well, Isaiah chapter 18 talks about the nation called the land of outstretched wings, and that's the land of the North American continent of Canada and America. It's called Restored Israel. It was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, and it calls our land the land of outstretched wings. And it says that that this land is Restored Israel, and Canada is Ephraim, and the United States is Manasseh.
I'll have to go in and read that.
Okay. Well, yeah, you have to go in deep. You have to dig in deep and do some research. But you were talking about food supplies and things, but Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, so if you understand that America is the nation of Israel and Russia and China has a Russia-China confederation, it's a 20-nation confederation, and if they attack America, which I believe, according to the prophecies in Ezekiel 38 and 39, speaking of America and Canada as being the nation, being part of the Israel people, that they'll attack us, and they'll come in from Alaska through Canada and through the Arctic. And so I think we're going to definitely be attacked by Russia, China Confederation, and it probably will go nuclear at some point.
Yeah, I look at the logistics of that. You know, I was an Air Force officer and, you know, had Squadron Officer School and Air Command Staff College. And the logistics involved in such an attack on the mainland of the United States is very complex. And that's the reason why we made it through World War One and World War Two with being pretty much intact. However, we've got more technology since then. And with the planes and the missiles, I don't see any way that we escape this threat. And that's why I believe, whether it's an EMP attack, that with a very small number of weapons, they can bring our grid down, or whether it's a coordinated attack on a certain number of the large transformers, either way, that brings our system to a screeching halt. And they don't have to launch this huge attack to take over America. They just have to wait for basically 99% of the people to starve to death. And then they can walk in and take what they want. And I don't believe they care one bit about the American people, because especially those of us listening to on this program and listening, we don't take direction too well, so that they don't want our kind anyway. And so many of the young people, if they don't have their social media, they're non-functional and probably can't get much work done anyway. But what is important to other countries are resources, and that's what the United States has. Our government won't let us get to some of those resources, but without our government there, you know, whoever conquers us can do that. The only thing I think we would see, if they're smart, is bringing in teams of people to take over the nuclear power plants, along with supplies of diesel, so that they can keep the power plants from going critical. But I, you know, do believe that we're going to see an attack. You know, I've shown that there's no way we can avoid a financial collapse, and what usually happens after that's war. And looking at what's going on in the world today, I don't see how that would be a limited war. I think it would be a world war, and that's where things get dicey.
Yes, I agree. I believe it's going to be a world war, but if you look at Isaiah chapter 13 and Isaiah 24, Isaiah 13 talks about the prophecy of the fall of Babylon, which is this whole great Babylonian system, and Isaiah 24. But it also, the hope in it is that it shows that the only hope that we have is Jesus, our Messiah, interceding for us. And it says, even when you go back to George Washington's vision at Valley Forge in 1777, George Washington said he's seen a red army. He's seen a red light coming in, and our land being invaded from all sides. And he said that he's seen Jesus, all these white spirits coming down from heaven and interceding for this nation. Which, if America is the Stone Kingdom, if America is the New Jerusalem, the Kingdom of Heaven, America, and God's going to intercede for this nation against all of our enemies, and he's going to destroy them all on this soil.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
May I say something? I wasn't born here in North America. I was born in Germany. And the German people there to deal with a lot of trouble and attacks for the last 2,000 years. And when I came here to North America, I immigrated to Canada in 69. And I came to the conclusion after many years, talked to a lot of people, that too many people in North America, they have become a legend in their own mind. that there's something exceptional from everybody else, you know. And this has created a lot of trouble around the world, where people, not just only in North America, when people in a group, in a nation, when they think they are exceptional above everybody else, you know, that has created a lot of bloodshed, you know, and wars. And what did the Lord say? You know, you have to humble yourself. We have to humble ourselves. Then those that exalt themselves will be put down. You know, and I think it's high time that the people here in North America start in big parts of Europe, that they start facing reality, you know, and put their nose to the grindstone and start producing again instead of using the slave labor of other countries and try to steal the resources from other countries. When I look at the population density here in North America, in the United States, it's 34 people per square kilometer. In Canada, it's 3.4 people per square kilometer. Whereas in Europe, the normal population density is between 200 and 400 people per square kilometer. That means, in other words, there are a lot fewer resources. And in Southeast Asia, you know, for example, Bangladesh, it's over 1,000 people per square kilometer, you know. And then I hear people here saying, oh, God bless America. And I say, don't be so friggin' selfish, you know. You are already blessed, but you haven't appreciated it. And now you want to steal the meager resources many other countries around the globe have, you know, in order to maintain your fancy lifestyle. Basically, people, humble yourself, you know, and don't look down on those people that actually still do the job. And don't reward those predators and those parasites, especially in the business community, you know. Don't reward them anymore, you know. Basically, face up to them and basically tell them, back off. You got more of your share of the pie. Let the rest of the people have their share of the pie, and especially the working people.
Well, America is definitely going to be judged, and we're going to be judged because we rejected the covenant. We rejected the blessings of God that we've been given.
Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The joys of live radio.
Okay.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. Mark, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get you to go ahead and summarize? So Werner only has this hour, and I don't disagree with the
idea.
You know, our country's turned its back on Jesus, and that's the source of a lot of our problems.
Yeah, that's the source of our problems. And, you know, and I understand about the Esau, Edomite, Amalekite, synagogue of Satan, those who call themselves Israel and lie and are not. And, you know, we've, that was all brought up because of God's, you know, provision, because he says if we reject the truth, we're going to have a spirit of delusion and believe a lie. So, you know, I wasn't disagreeing with anything he said. I do believe that everything that he did say, that it's all going to play out, and God's going to separate the wheat from the tares. So I want to thank you, you know, for the opportunity to call in and talk to you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call. Werner, you know, back when I was an Air Force officer, I spent 3 years in Germany, and it was quite eye-opening for me to have that experience, because up to that point, you know, I had a couple of trips outside of the United States in the Air Force to the Azores, but to actually live in another culture, and even at that, it's not immersed, because when you're on a Air Force base, you're surrounded by English and you don't have to fully assimilate. But it was quite amazing to experience the German people and the German culture. And it was kind of hard, this was back in the mid-80s, to really understand how did the 30s and 40s happen in Germany. Because you know, overall, you know, the Germans are good people. And unfortunately, today I've got that answer, because I see the same things happening in America. And I just watched a movie on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and you know, I was looking at how controlling the Gestapo was, and my thoughts are, you know, if they had the technology then that we have today, how different history would have been. And it's really frightening to me to see that technology being used for the surveillance and control of pretty much everybody. Werner?
Well, you know, in history, the scenario is never be all the same, you know. And when you consider all the background of the last 100 years of history, Germany was in a very terrible situation. The country was dying, the country was bankrupt, people were starving, you know. And only a common sense approach, you know, and one for all and all for one, would be able to deal with that situation. And that is exactly what happened in Germany. And the very same forces that brought Germany into that kind of a situation, they have been now especially targeting the people here in North America. But not just only North America, it's worldwide. But there are a few nations and a few leaders who stand up to them. But only the future will show if they were actually standing up for their people, or if they were just an alternative solution by the ones that aim for one world government. Basically, like that they were eventually just an appointment.
And, yeah, I'm looking at, we got such a short amount of time left, and we're really kind of in the deep end of the pool right now.
yeah, I know.
you know, at this point, I don't see an easy way of changing things. And in the next hour, you know, there's a plan for trying to restore America. At this point, nothing is going to be easy. There's no way of getting away from, you know, reaping what we've sown. It's going to be painful. And Americans have not had to face these kind of troubles for a long time. You can look back in history, especially in the part of America that experienced the Dust Bowl, And starvation was pretty much a fact of life. And we are so used to our technology coming to our rescue, and we're able to get food from all parts of the world. We have all kinds of foods out of season. And you know, at this point, we've got people that don't even know how to cook if they don't just stick it in the microwave. There's so many skills that we've lost, so many skills that need to be redeveloped. And unfortunately, it's not like, you know, in the Matrix where you just download that skill and you're proficient. It takes time to master several of these skills.
See, this has been the strategy all along by the ones with their agenda to uproot the people. They did it with the native people, and they do it with the American people, they do it with the Canadian people, and especially the people in the so-called civilized, industrialized countries, you know. And they want humanity basically like a tumbleweed. Wherever they need a workforce, you know, they let the wind blow, and it blows the workforce to those places. But we have seen, for example, now the last few weeks especially, where one of the economic solution here for the people on the East Coast here in Eastern Canada was because there were not enough jobs around, you know, high-paying jobs, so they moved to Alberta, you know, to the tar sands. And we know what happened there now. You know, all those great praised projects, you know, of revitalization, they're gone now, they're basically gone flat.
And you know, we look at what else is going on. You know, China, the factory that builds iPhones, just replaced 60,000 workers with robots. And here in America, we're getting ready to see truckers being replaced with, you know, robots driving. And we're getting ready to see a lot of these fast food jobs disappear because of, you know, the... You know, people think Bernie's going to get them everything for free, and they're going to get these $15 an hour minimum wage to go flip burgers, and instead it's going to be the robots take over the job. And when you end up with that many people with no options, that's when you start building one heck of a powder keg.
And basically short-term gain for long-term pain, you know, and no vision. And what is, some famous people said, you know, people without a vision will die. You know, no planning. No planning for the future. Basically, let's... one fellow said to me about 40 years ago, and whenever he had a chance to go on POGI, on unemployment, you know, he would go on unemployment. And I said to him, you cannot do that. You know, when so many people are doing that, and things they always can take from the government, take from the government. The government has to take it from somewhere else, from the working people, or put the country deeper and deeper in debt. And I said, when a few people are doing it, you know, the society and the economy still can absorb it, but when too many people are living on the dole, you know, what shall be tomorrow? And he answered to me, and he said, 12 is tomorrow. Let's live today. You know, take out of the government what you can take out. And one odd thing I noticed there, at the time, he was driving a black Chevy, and the license plate number was 666. You figured out.
How appropriate.
And, you know, maybe it's coincidences, but I look at some of those things, and they drew my attention. Many times I encountered this number 666 or 6666. You know, this includes the famous Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the station in Moncton, that has been covering up now for decades the what happened here to agriculture and basically problems I'd encountered and other farmers had encountered here on the East Coast, but it's all over North America, you know. And they keep sweeping it underneath the carpet. But then when I looked at the telephone number, it was 853-6666.
You know, what got me is...
The Department of Agriculture. Telephone number
451 or something, 2666. That's the Minister of Agriculture. His telephone number.
You know, I don't sit down and do numerology type things. But I was listening to somebody and they said Fox News. Fox is 666, and I kind of like, really? So I sat down and did the numeric substitution myself, and sure enough, the F, the O, and the X all are sixes. So Fox News, 666 News.
Well, as I say, you know, I just notice those things, but I don't build any kind of big plans or any kind of a big theory on it. But, you know, coincidences? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe we are further down the road than most of us think.
And you know, like you say, coincidence or not, you know, sometimes it's just interesting to look at the coincidence, if that's all it is.
Mm-hmm. And as I say, it says in the Bible, you know, two-headed beast. And maybe the two-headed beast is Canada and the United States. Who knows?
This is John Reagan with Werner Bach. We'll be back after this break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 33.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. Have Werner back. It's been a quick hour. Is there any thoughts you wanted to get to before the hour runs out?
Well, I appreciate what Vincent has been doing and is doing and hopefully will do for a long while, quite a bit longer, you know, that he basically appeals to the people to stick their feet back into the dirt and put their hands into the dirt, that they don't lose touch with the earth and where the food comes from. And if there is any kind of an emergency, that's what counts, how the people can support themselves. But this has been deliberately, this way of thinking has been destroyed in most of the people through the industrialization, and with technology and science we can do everything better. But now slowly and now faster, the chicken are coming home to roost. And it's not a pretty picture what expects us.
No, and I try to encourage the church to wake up as well. In many ways, they're kind of acting like these college students nowadays. You know, they want their safe space and don't want to hear anything that disagrees with them. And it's it's time to take a stand. I was fairly young when they took prayer out of school, but I don't remember an uprising by the Christians. I was a teenager when we had Roe v. Wade, and I don't remember any kind of pushback on that. And now we've got, whatever you believe you are, you can go into whatever restroom you want, and the insanity just seems to be increasing.
Well, since you mentioned their university students, I remember that in the mid-70s, many of them were become pretty militant. And just one day on the CBC, they interviewed one of those militant students,
and student leaders, and he said government told us to go to university and study and get a university degree, and when we would be come back from university, there would be jobs waiting for us. He said, now we went to university. We did what the government told us to do. Now we are coming back, and there are no jobs waiting for us. And if the government doesn't give us jobs, we gonna cause problems. We gonna cause trouble. And we are then the only ones who got the expertise to deal with the troubles. Basically, Hegelian dialectic. Create the problem, and then they come as the fixer. And this system has been more and more institutionalized. You know, when we look at the medical system, when we look at whatever, they solve one problem and they get us set up for another three or four new problems. Basically, they are always on the gravy train. And this kind of a selfish attitude, no nation can survive when too many people have this kind of an attitude.
Tuesday, I don't know if I can fit it all into 1 hour, but I want to cover the Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky, which both Obama and Clinton support. And I also want to go into my experience with community and why I stress that so much. Well, Werner, we're out of time already. It was nice meeting you. And
same day to me. And as I say, we wish Vincent good recovery, and we have to stay in the battle. You know, and hopefully there will be more people who start waking up and start speaking out.
Thank you, and we'll be back after the top of our break.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.